Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a kind of continuation from this past Sunday, we see in our gospel lesson that there are physical ailments and there are spiritual ailments, that in our modern society we just try to reject all the spiritual aspects of these things and simply give you new prescriptions to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with. And while I'm not morally opposed to medications, the reality is there is a spiritual component in many of these things. So instead of pretending as though the devil's not real, instead of pretending that demons don't still exist and wander the earth trying to do their master's bidding, it is important for us to actually believe what the Bible talks about. In our gospel lesson, we see two blind men following Jesus, crying out and saying, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. Son of David, have mercy upon us. Now, St. Matthew does not include why they were blind. Perhaps this was just a medical aspect. But after Jesus heals them, we see him heal a mute man. And St. Matthew records that that mute man was also demon-possessed. There is a physical and a spiritual aspect in all of this. Jesus came not just to heal their blindness, not just to heal their inability to speak, but to cleanse them of their sins. You can go to heaven if you cannot see. You can go to heaven if you cannot speak, but you cannot go to heaven unless, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you confess that Jesus Christ has died for your sins. They believed that Jesus is the Messiah who had come to save them, and it was accounted to them as righteousness. Mute and demon-possessed. Whether or not that man was mute before he was demon-possessed or not, he does not say. But it makes sense that the demons would not want him to use his tongue, to use his mouth, just as God desires of us. God has made your tongue. He has made your mouth to give glory to his holy name. Now Jesus commands him sternly, tell no one. Jesus has come not to have his name brought about or just to try to build up his own popularity. The time had not come for him to be exposed to the world in that way. Jesus was on a mission. His mission was to undo the effects of sin. And yes, he did that temporarily for that man, but more importantly, he did it eternally for him, for the blind men, for the children that he had raised from the dead, and for sinners like you and me. We have talked recently again about the effects of what happens when you allow false religions to creep in all around you. When you allow the nation that is richly blessed, just as the Israelites did, by rejecting the throne of God and allowing other thrones to be built, other altars to be built. God commanded his people, when I give you the land, do not follow after them. Do not allow your children to go through the fires, that is, do not sacrifice them to false gods. God does not take kindly to his name being blasphemed, even if we want to claim that it's covered under the First Amendment. God does not take it kindly that a people so richly blessed by him are indifferent when devil worshipers gather around them. I've had numerous conversations this week and recent weeks with officials from our communities, with people that I come in contact with, and the overarching thought is this. I don't want that when our children are faced with our inactivities, for them to say, why did you say and do nothing? As our communities became overrun, as our nation became overrun, I would rather step up and speak the truth, yes, in love. I would rather pray for those people that have rejected Jesus as the Christ, that their hearts would be turned, and that the Holy Spirit would work through the Word to convert them to Christianity. But the fight will come, and I want to prepare. My prayer is that we never actually have to take up arms. We never have to have a physical interaction with these things. That's my prayer. I just don't know if that's what God is going to do. The time to be strong in the faith is now. The time to be firm in what the Bible teaches is now. It always has been. We've seen what happens when the church grew fat and lazy. When it focused more on being in cruise control rather than being prepared for the spiritual battles that surround us. We see what happened to God's Old Testament people when they had done the same. This is the day. Our Lord cast out the darkness by His Word. He created light by His Word. And by His Word, you are a child of God. I am a child of God. None of us having deserved it, all by His grace. We have trials and tribulations in this life. Many of you have gone through physical afflictions, cancers that you had to go through treatments for, heart issues, brain tumors. All of these things have been pressed down upon you. And the world wants you to be afraid. I say these things not because I want you to be afraid of what is gathering around us. I say this so that your eyes are opened to your need, just as it always has been, to keep awake, to stay vigilant, to be prepared. Jesus Christ is coming back. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be generations from now. But the best thing we can do for those generations is to let them see Jesus. The time of being convinced that you cannot share your faith needs to be gone from your vocabulary and your mindset. God has created you to glorify Him. He has placed you in the lives of the people that you work with, that you live next to, that you come in contact with. God has made you to be the light. The light shines out of the darkness. It has shone, St. Paul writes, in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. On Sunday, I mentioned that if you worked with another person for 40 years and they knew exactly what your favorite teams were in every sport, they knew all of these things, but they didn't even know that you were a Christian, or where you went to church when it was a weekly part of your life all that time, God has called you to step up. When your coworker on Monday asks you what you did over the weekend, and you just say, hey, I watched the preseason game, and I spent 3 hours really engaged in that. By the way, did you see how Jordan loved it? Well, whatever it is. But if you also went to church that Sunday, this Sunday is a great example. After church on Sunday, we will have Sunday school registration. We will have a church picnic. On Monday, it's a great opportunity to say, hey, you know, it was great. I heard about the prodigal son. And not just the prodigal son. Also, in the gospel lesson that day, I heard about the Good Samaritan. I heard about how Jesus bound up my wounds. I heard about how Jesus forgave me of my sins. And that there's nothing more important that I want to tell you about. But we've been so conditioned that that isn't a part of who we are and what we do. That's not God's condition. That's the devil's. Let your faith shine. I'm not asking any of you to throw Bibles at people. If it helps, maybe. I'm asking you to simply let your faith shine. Let God do the work through your lips, through the way you speak, through your actions. Let them see Jesus. You are an earthen vessel. You are clay that our potter has formed for such a time as this. I know it's easy to say, I wish I would have been born 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago. Not that any of you were born 100 years ago, but I know some of you were born the 50 or 60 or 70 years ago. But you were born for such a time as this. God is strengthening you and strengthening his church for such a time as this. We are hard pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed. Anxiety is skyrocketed. Pill use is skyrocketed. But we will not be in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. They will try to get you out of your positions for taking a stand on what the Bible teaches. But you are not forsaken. And even like so many martyrs, especially the martyrs in Nigeria, they are struck down, but not destroyed. They can take the life, but they cannot take your souls. Always caring about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. So I say these things not to scare you, rather to help you see with joy the mission that our Lord has prepared for us. And that mission has always been the same. Confess Christ with your lips, with your heart, with your actions. Let them see Jesus. The church sings, Amen, Lord Jesus, grant our prayer. Great captain, now thine arm make bare. Fight for us once again. So shall thy saints and martyrs raise a mighty chorus to thy praise forevermore. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.